All right, we are rocking and rolling. They're gone. Welcome to Never Split the Difference. Today, we're talking about negotiating in times of fear of uncertainty for everybody during a coronavirus pandemic catastrophe. All right, so what's the biggest challenge they face navigating fear and uncertainty?
The biggest challenge that they face is addressing the negatives as the other side sees that it's not appropriate to dance around the issues of negative thoughts, emotions, and dynamics that the other side has. You got to be hyper aggressive at going after the negative.
We got to kick it up a notch, right?
We got to kick it up a notch. You got to point them right in the, poke them right in the chest and say, I know
right
that you are scared out of your mind. I know that you are afraid that this is going to destroy you. And you have no idea what it's going to look like on the other side. Those are very emphatic, proactive, preemptive labels.
Right. So what happens when you call it out like that? What happens? I mean, how does that not blow up in somebody's face?
If it's not there, you're not going to put it there.
This is like I've heard you use this a million times, just like the suicide analogy when we were hostage negotiators, right?
Right. So, yeah, in suicide intervention, which is what we did, you know, we called ourselves hostage negotiators, but the majority of the jobs that I went on were suicide calls.
Crisis.
They are in crisis. There's some ideation that's going on, but you're not quite sure. What are we trained to do? We're trained to ask them specifically, Chris, are you thinking about killing yourself? If Chris is not really thinking about killing himself, I'm not going to plant the idea in his head. If you're not thinking about it, my mentioning it is not going to make you say, okay, I wasn't, but now I am. I'm going up to the roof. See you on the way down.
People are scared to death of this, right? I mean, they are just horrified because they think they're going to plant. They think they're going to plant fears, right?
They think they're going to plant negatives, and it's a counterintuitive move. And it's hard for people to get around that, to understand that ignoring it is not a strategy. Unexpressed negative thoughts never go away. And that speaks to they don't know what it's going to look like when we come out of the tunnel on the other end of this thing.
This is survival thinking, right?
Absolutely. To stay alive, if you will, to survive, you know, that amygdala is fired up and working on steroids right now.
All right, so this is our background, though, right? I mean, we were crisis negotiators. I mean, we cut our teeth on negotiating in the middle of these environments. We actually liked it, right?
Absolutely. There's no greater satisfaction that I got as a negotiator when I was able to lay out what the other side was going through in a fashion that made his brain clear up. And once his brain cleared up, he was able to make decisions that made sense to him. He was able to process a lot better. And that's the same dynamic that's at play in these difficult conversations. And with that comes negative emotions, negative.
All right, so make their brain clear up.
Yeah. So my analogy is during a difficult conversation, which is what a negotiation is, right? The amygdala fires up because on some level we're feeling threat.
The amygdala, what's that, Italian dessert?
No, it's not an Italian dessert. It is an almond-sized portion of the brain that's kept us alive for thousands of years. We don't know if the thoughts begin there or if the amygdala acts as a filter for the thought that begins elsewhere in the brain. Somewhere along the line, that thought hits the amygdala. And it's 75% of the real estate is devoted to negatives. And if that thing is fired up, it impedes your executive function, your ability to cognitively process what is going on. I like to equate it defensive mechanisms of certain squids, right? It's to spray ink. The amygdala, will spray ink, and that ink will obscure the prefrontal cortex, and you cannot process. So can you direct someone's decision-making and ultimately change their behavior by not addressing the negative? The answer is no, because unexpressed feelings, emotions, dynamics never go away.
Right. All right, so clearing up the executive function, you know, think of the amygdala as a squid squirting ink all over inside of people's brains. How long does this take? Like that?
I said, you like that.
Oh, I do. I do. I like that. That's pretty cool. That's pretty good. I'm going to pretend like I said it originally.
Yeah, I know you.
All right. So isn't this a highly inefficient process?
Highly inefficient?
Yeah.
No, not at all. We are intentionally slowing things down to speed them up. You may feel like it's taking a long time. That's because you're zeroed in on what your goal and objective is. Okay, how do I turn the question, the conversation back to where I want it to go?
It's a fear-driven answer, right?
It's a fear-driven answer because, again, we're talking about uncertainty. They don't know where it's going, and they become afraid that it's going in a direction that they don't want it to go. And as Brandon always says, let go of that S. Let it go.
And Brandon?
And then, the handsome boss, your son. So just let it go. Don't be afraid to go down whatever rabbit hole they want to take you down, because down in those rabbit holes, in fact, we should change the name from rabbit hole to black swan hole, because that's where the black swans are going to be found.
Yeah, solid gold, right?
Absolutely.
Brain's basically in survival mode, and you don't succeed when you're in survival mode. You don't thrive in survival mode, do you?
You don't. Because you're on the defense. You're hunkered down behind a barricade, and you're looking from where the next attack is going to come. And so what's your charge when you're on the other side of the table? Your charge is to identify them and bring those guards down, bring that defense shield down. And that's where you turn people into better thinkers. They become more collaborative. In essence, you look like a mind reader, because you are laying out things that they have not expressed. And so when you start your conversation with things that are negative that they have not expressed, they're thinking to themselves, holy crap, how does he know all of this?
Yeah, you're really tapping into them on a whole new level, aren't you?
Absolutely. What do people want more than anything else is to have somebody else get what their circumstances look like, what they're facing. The sooner you do that, the faster you take that uncertainty away. The faster the uncertainty goes, the faster the fear goes.
All right, so this is how this ends up accelerating everything, right?
Exactly right.
Really, to get out of survival mode, you got to get into long-term thinking.
You have to get into long-term thinking. The short-term feels good for a second, but at the end of the day, you want everybody that you engage to pick up that phone again when you call. You want everybody to respond to your email. You want to generate new business and hear the first thing out of the prospect mouth, so-and-so referred you to me.
Right.
That's where the gold is. That's sustainable. That ensures that you're going to be in business for a long time.